Fewer Americans got COVID, more got jobs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That sums up February in a better-than-expected employment report this morning. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has the numbers live.
And Dave, U.S. employers added 678,000 jobs in February as COVID restrictions began to ease. This beat analyst expectations by a lot. President Biden said in a statement these numbers show his economic plans are working. The biggest gains were seen in leisure, hospitality, professional and business services, healthcare and construction. The numbers bring the unemployment rate down to 3.8%. The labor force participation rate edged up a bit as well. Still, just 3 months ago, there were nearly 11 million job openings, Dave.
And Jessica, the Ukraine conflict still hangs over Wall Street. The Dow's plunging more than 500 points as oil surges again. And the price of gas is up 11 cents just today, 22 cents in 3 days. But that's not all.
Wheat prices up 40% in a week. That's a 14-year high. Corn, 21%. That's driving inflation even higher. And not just for cereals, bread, and pasta, but beef, pork, chicken, and processed foods. Russia and the Ukraine export 30% of the world's wheat, 20% of global corn, 80% of sunflower oil, creating shortages worldwide.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. Ukraine remains under attack. Russians now control a nuclear power plant they bombed, causing a fire, but there's no radiation leak detected. NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg condemned it.
President Putin has failed to divide us. NATO is more united, more determined, and stronger than ever.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's there for talks. NATO keeps rejecting Ukraine's demand for a no-fly zone, saying it could put the U.S. and our allies in direct combat with Russia. The Boston Marathon bomber has to go back to death row. The Supreme Court just reinstated Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, sentenced to die for the deadly 2013 Boston Marathon attack. A lower court had overturned it. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Russian attack on the Ukrainian nuclear power plant has led to more accusations of war crimes.
The International Criminal Court says it's already investigating here, but some in Washington say it's clear crimes are being committed. We heard from Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who says he believes things will get worse. He tweeted last night he will push Belarus into war, use chemical or biological weapons, slaughter millions, and impose Stalinist restrictions in Russia.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. COVID's continued decline from the record Omicron wave is unmasking more Americans.
The CDC's latest assessment of COVID risk at the community level now places more than 90% of Americans in counties where it is safe to make face masks optional. That's up from 70% last week. Among the most significant developments, Los Angeles County has moved from high to low risk. And effective Friday morning, health officials are recommending but no longer requiring masking in most indoor public settings. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
In Las Vegas, a shooting in an apartment building left one person dead, six wounded, two critically. No word yet on suspects. Shots also fired in Illinois.
A Chicago police officer was in line at a restaurant to the city's west side where a man who went to pay for his food dropped a gun out of his pocket, picked it up, and immediately began firing, grazing the officer in the face, then firing outside at the officer's partner, sitting in a squad car, hitting him in the leg. Before taking off on foot, the suspect and his gun later captured. Superintendent David Brown saying the shooter doesn't have a violent criminal history.
So it's really concerning to us that the offender drops this gun and immediately starts shooting at our officers trying to kill them.
Brown says the officers are still recovering and that they didn't fire any shots. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Back to stocks. The Dow's falling 510 points. The Nasdaq's losing 270. The price of oil surging almost 112 bucks a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.